You know, I'll admit, I don't wait very well. I'm not patient. You know, like when my little electronic gadgets up here start malfunctioning or I forget to pull out my recorder, you know, I get impatient. I get impatient with myself. I get impatient with traffic, you know. I don't wait very well. I want everything now. I'm part of the instant gratification culture. You know, when the 3 minutes it takes for my Keurig to warm up and make a cup of coffee is too long. You know, think about that. A whole cup of coffee in 3 minutes. And you don't even have to do anything. Just put the cup in and turn it on. We live in this culture, though, that has this. Everything needs to be now. It needs to be quick. And then we enter into Advent. And Advent is the opposite of instant gratification. It's a season of waiting and watching. It's a season for us to wait and prepare, first of all, for the celebration of our Lord's birth. Yeah. Advent is that season to get ready to celebrate Christmas. It's not the season to start celebrating Christmas, like we see in our culture today. It's the season to get ready to celebrate Christmas. That's why everybody always wonders about the Catholic Church that we don't actually put up the Christmas tree until, you're ready for this? Christmas. Maybe Christmas Eve. We don't turn on the lights until Christmas. Everybody else is taking them down. I know people who, December 26th, that tree's by the curb. It's gone. They're done with their Christmas celebration because Christmas is over. It's just beginning. But this is a season of waiting and watching. As our Lord says, watch therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. Because not only is Advent a season of waiting for Christmas, it's also a reminder for us that we need to be waiting and watching for our Lord to come, that he will come at the end times, that there will be a point when we will be facing him. And we need to ensure we're ready for that. And that's something that we need to be doing our whole life long, not just during Advent season. Every day of our lives, we need to be spending, watching, and waiting for our Lord's return. So as we anticipate Christmas during this Advent season, we also anticipate our Lord's return. So this is a good time, this Advent season, to be watchful, to be alert, as we are called to do, to be ready for that moment. And we become watchful, we become alert by undergoing spiritual discipline. Now we know the necessity of spiritual practice, of physical practices, of spiritual and physical, excuse me, I keep wanting to say, we know the importance of physical discipline, physical practice. You know, ask someone who plays a sport, do they do better if they practice or if they don't practice? Obviously, they practice. If you haven't practiced in years and you get out onto a field or get out onto a court to play a sport, you're not going to do as well as you did when you were practicing. Those skills atrophy. You know, same thing happens for military, for police, for fire, for all these different jobs that we do that require sometimes instant response, where we can't even really take the time to think about what we're doing. We need to go now, and we need to be ready for any circumstance that can arise. And so these jobs, among many others, have practice. They have drills. They develop their discipline to do their job. Well, in the same way, our spiritual life, we need to develop spiritual discipline. Because in the spiritual life, there is no plateau. There is no flat ground. This is something that even all the way back to the early church fathers, they understood. You're either climbing up the spiritual ladder or you're sliding downhill. There's no middle ground. It's either up or down. Either we're developing our spiritual discipline or we're becoming spiritually lax. And there's no middle ground. There's no, okay, well, I've got this far, I can take a break now. No, there is no breaks in the spiritual life. We need to develop these spiritual disciplines and to use the spiritual tools that are available to us to develop those spiritual disciplines. And this new church year, this new Advent season, is a good time to start developing that spiritual discipline again. To take a look at how we are using the spiritual tools that we have, such as Mass. It's good to be here every Sunday. We're generally required to be here every Sunday to keep holy the Lord's Day. It's better to come here for even one daily Mass a week, sometime during the week. You know, that's one of the reasons why I think it's so important to have daily Mass in a parish, even if just one or two people show up, to make it available for the people for their spiritual discipline. We've got tools such as, you know, companions and reflections for the Advent season that you can find online. Some of them you don't even have to pay for. They're free. But they're reflections that we can do every day to reflect on the meaning of Advent. Of course, we have our devotions, such as the rosary and all these other devotions, all these tools that we have, these devotions. One important thing that we can do during the Advent season, and I highly encourage everyone to do, is confession. To take this season, one day during this season, and receive the sacrament of confession. And I'm always available to find time for the sacrament of confession. It might not be right away, but I will find time. Of course, I'm also making it available on Saturdays, on weekdays, before and after daily Mass. I can make it available other times as well, where I'll just be sitting in here for the purpose of hearing confessions. We will not be having a penance service because of the virus. Bishop has asked us not to, which is completely understandable. So instead, I'm working on a schedule to make confession much more available, where I, like I said, I will be sitting in here ready to hear confessions. And that's the only reason why I'm here, is for that purpose. One thing I encourage, going back to Mass, is to do a Mass journal. To get a notebook, get a little, you know, little pocket notebook or something like that. And if you hear something in the readings that kind of catch your ear, write it down. If I happen to actually say something profound from up here, which we all know is fairly rare, write it down. Something that you want to reflect on over the course of the next week. Because then you will go back to that journal and look at it. And think about it and pray about it. Idea being that we get that time to reflect on what we heard. And tying into that is also the use of the daily readings. You know, every Mass, there are readings that have been picked out for that day, both daily and weekends. And we can reflect on those. We can take that time to open up the Scriptures. And of course, Advent is a great time to do this because right now the Scriptures are all moving towards our Lord's birth. We'll tell the story of salvation history up to our Lord's birth. So this is a good time to really get into the daily readings to help us build that spiritual discipline. And of course, always getting into the Scriptures daily is a must. It is an absolute must. And that's an easy way to do it. And so that's my encouragement to you during this Advent season, to watch, to wait, to get ready. Get ready for that celebration of Christmas, but also to be ready for when our Lord returns at the end times, because we don't know when we will face Him. We don't know when that time will come. So we get ready by doing these acts of spiritual discipline.